Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Have you ever noticed the problems that you get when people don't tell you the truth? I remember a truck farmer friend who farmed within the city limits of a large city. He was not a big operator, maybe having 80 acres altogether, but he farmed intensively and limited his crops to vegetables that could be delivered within a couple hours of harvest. He was successful. A new fellow wants to get into the business, not as a competitor, but as a co-laborer. He sees that Jerome, my truck farmer friend, is successful, and the new kid on the block asks for advice, how to get a good crop. Jerome sized up his potential competition and said slyly, "What you do is you wait until the seeds sprout. Then you apply kerosene as a spray to the whole field." Jerome had perpetrated a destructive lie, one that basically destroyed the man's hopes for a truck farming business. Jerome was happy because he had eliminated a competitor and he had pulled a fast one. No one likes to be taken advantage of. No one likes to receive a lie and make decisions for life based on that lie. Lies are not new. People are unhappy with lies, but God hates lies, especially lies to his people in his name. Listen to God talking in Jeremiah 23, verses 16 through 29. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, 'The Lord has said, you shall have peace.' And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own hearts, they say, 'No evil shall come upon you.' For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord, and who has received and heard this word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you will understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God far off? And can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill the heaven and the earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, 'I have dreamed a dream, I have dreamed.' How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" Here's the situations, my friends. Jeremiah lives at a time when what is left of Israel is being dismantled. The Bible explains that the destruction happened because the people did not honor God and actually followed other gods, even though they gave lip service to Jehovah God. Not only that, those that walked away from God chose to listen to people who said they were giving God's word to the people. They tickled the ears of the people, telling them what they wanted to hear, not what God wanted them to hear. It was as if these false prophets were taking a Bible, taking the pages out of it, and then inserting their own thoughts and ideas. That's the background for this lesson. The central question we bring to this lesson is simple. How does God approach those who lie in this very name? And the big idea that comes out of this lesson shouts the answer. There is no peace for you when you deny Jehovah God. Well, people do lie in God's name. Their purpose is simple. They build themselves up while tearing God and His purposes down. Jeremiah repeats God's word. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. Well, the problem is, that's not God's word, and that is not God's promise. God judges this kind of behavior, and there is not peace but destruction. God's word says, behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Well, you see, my friends, people need to hear the truth, not lies. They need to hear God's word, not a substitute. There is life with God, but there's death apart from him. Here's God talking about these liars. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. The liars have done exactly what God has sought for his people. They have gone ahead and pursued the desires of their own hearts, not God's desires. Not only that, but they have completely missed God altogether. Listen to God here in verse 23 and 24 and 25. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. Well, God's truth will break through despite the arrogance of these false prophets. God is not a fickle God. He does not change. Hear God's pronouncement on falseness and lies that lead people astray. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor. Then God says this. This is the way it's supposed to be, not the lying way. This is the God. Verse 28. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? That is, when the truth is there, all the lies will fall away. Well, why is that? We get the answer in Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? You see, God's truth burns to the core. It gets past the lie and busts it up into pieces. The bottom line here is this. There is no peace for you when you deny Jehovah God because of lies in your life. God will get past those lies with truth. When we accept God's truth, then there is not peace. If we don't, there is that fire of judgment and that hammer of destruction. Rest assured, God desires the truth in each of our lives, just as he desired the truth for those ancient people who would soon be marched off to Babylon because of lying prophets. But, you say, how can we know the truth? Well, the Bible is true. We say that it is infallible. That is, it is true. We also say that it is inerrant. That is, there are no mistakes, no lies in the Bible. When we get something that we suspect is a lie, we can see if it is inconsistent with what we know is true. Is the statement contrary to the Bible? If it is, the answer is simple. It's a lie. Now, here's our human problem. We do not want to hear what we disagree with. That was the problem with those ancient citizens of Jerusalem in Jeremiah's day. They wanted to hear and believe what they were hearing from the false prophets. God tells us what we need to hear, not what we necessarily want to hear. And let's face it, there are many more things that we need to know than lies we want to hear. Peace with God starts by recognizing what God is saying. The message of the Bible is that God cares for us and loves us, but we have walked away from God. Sin in our lives continues to separate us from our Heavenly Father. God sent Jesus Christ, His only Son, to show us the way back to our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us the truth. We need to recognize where we are and we need to turn to Him. That turning is the meaning behind the word repentance. We say the Holy Spirit works in our lives by convincing us of God's truth, telling us that God is right, that we need to be sorry for our sins, and turn back to Him. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the way to do that because it is the life of Christ, His very blood, that makes it possible for us to return to God. Because Christ has paid the price for our sinfulness and disobedience from God. As you go your way this morning to church, go in that truth. If you still want to believe the lie that you don't need Jesus to prepare a way for you, perhaps you could take a look at the book of John and a Bible. Look for truth from God, not to liars who want to deceive you for their own purposes, not God's. As we end our time together, let us join in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at historic Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on His people to worship Him and share His word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104. We worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. with a traditional Lutheran service. Zion is located one block south of State Highway 104 near the historical Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Do you want additional information about our Lutheran fellowship? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. God bless you. Have a good day.